Then came the 1970s. The old aversion to lawsuits fell by the wayside. It became easier to borrow money. Federal regulations were relaxed. Markets became internationalized. Investors became more aggressive, and the result was a boom in the number and size of corporate takeovers. In 1980, if you went to the Business Roundtable and took surveys about whether hostile takeovers should be allowed, 2/3 would have said no, Flom remembers. Now, the vote would be almost unanimously yes. Companies needed to be defended against lawsuits from rivals. Hostile suitors needed to be beaten back. Investors who wanted to devour unwilling targets needed help with their legal strategy, and shareholders needed formal representation. The dollar figures involved were enormous. From the mid-1970s to the end of the 1980s, the amount of money involved in mergers and acquisitions every year on Wall Street increased 2,000%, peaking at almost $250 billion. All of a sudden, the things that the old line law firms didn't want to do, hostile takeovers and litigation, were the things that every law firm wanted to do. And who was the expert in these two suddenly critical areas of law? The once marginal second-tier law firm started by the people who couldn't get jobs at the downtown law firms 10 and 15 years earlier. They, the white shoe firms, thought hostile takeovers were beneath contempt until relatively late in the game. And until they decided that, hey, maybe we ought to be in that business, they left me alone, Flom said. And once you get the reputation for doing that kind of work, the business comes to you first. Think of how similar this is to the stories of Bill Joy and Bill Gates. Both of them toiled away in relatively obscure fields without any great hopes for worldly success. But then, boom, the personal computer revolution happened, and they had their 10,000 hours in. They were ready.